We are in the middle of Simin Tafrei Samach. We're up to Siv Beis. We'll be doing Sifin Beis Gimel as well as Simin Tafrei Samach Aleph. Nogim lahakif af mi she'ein lo lulav. The Mechaber Shita is that in the hakafis that we do during the week of Sukkis, around the bima with the lulav and esrig, even someone that does not have a lulav does the hakafa. Says the Ramah, agav yeshomrim shemi she'ein lo lulav eino makif v'chein nogim. The minig Ashkenaz is that one who doesn't have a lulav does not go around. Uveyom shvi notin harava ima lulav lahakif. The Ramah here says that on Hoshana Rabbah you take the arava together with the lulav in doing the hakafis. Now lahalacha we hold like this. We hold first of all on Hoshana Rabbah. We do not do hakafis with the arava altogether, unless there isn't a single lulav in the shul. It says be'ir. If there's no lulav around at all, then we do hakafis with the arava. But if some people have lulavim, then only those that have lulavim will do the hakafis with the lulavim, and the rest will not do hakafis altogether. Now, with regard to the aravas together with the lulav. The Mishtabura brings down that the Arizal says you should never take the lulav together with the arava. The arava, we're not talking about the aravas of the lulav, we're talking about the hoshanis. The hoshanis are to be taken separately, and we'll later see that, and the Mishtabura, the truth is, brings it down here also, that what you do is you put down the lulav and then pick up the hoshana. When you actually do that, Lefi the Arizal, it's only after Kaddish Tiskabel at the end of Hoshanas and Hoshana Rabbah, whereas the Minig is like the Shla, that just before the Piyut that begins Tane Emunim, we put down the Lulav and we pick up the Hoshanas. Further, Mi She'ira lo Ovel Bechag, an Ovel Rachmanu Litzlan, Eino Makiv V'chein Ovel Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Al Ovel V'Imo, V'chein Nagud. The Minig is that an Ovel does not go around with the Arba Minim, the reason being that the source to this mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash was Usmachta Mufnei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yamin. We're doing it to commemorate that mitzvah, and an Ovel is not Bechlal Simcha. Siv Gimel. Yesh Misha Omer Shein Omer Hoshana B'Shabbos Lo Nagu Kein. There was a day that held not to say Hoshanas and Shabbos altogether for fear that the children will think that you need Arba Minim and they'll bring it on Shabbos. However, our minig is that the fact that we don't go around the bima is enough to let everybody know that it's Shabbos and we don't take Arba Minim. Simin Tofrei Samach Aleph, Bilel Yontif Sheni Omer Kiddush Uzman Achov Miyad. On the night of Yontif Sheni, we say Kiddush and Eshechionu immediately after the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, V'acharkach Birkas Sukkah, and only after that the bracha of Leishe Basukkah. Zudas HaRosh V'chein Roy Linhog. What is this? So we previously learned that on the first night, the Shechiyonu is supposed to be number one on the Yontif and number two on the Sukkah. Therefore, we make Kiddush, we end Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, we say Leifeshe Basukkah, and then say a Shechiyonu going back on both. Whereas on the second day of Yontif, you were Yotza with the first night Shechiyonu already, we say on the Sukkah. Because we said that Mi'ikar Adin, you could make a Shechiyonu when you build the Sukkah. Now, in terms of the Yom, because it's a Sveik of the Yom, it could be that yesterday wasn't yet Sukkis, so the bracha on the Zman, on the Yom, was not, you weren't Yotza. Therefore, on the second night, you say Shechiyonu on the Yom, and not on the Sukkah. So you say the Shechiyonu right after Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and do not have it as a hefsik between Leishe Basukkah and the Yeshiva Basukkah. The Mishnah Brewer brings down that what will be the din of somebody that for some reason didn't eat in the Sukkah on the first night, so he'll have to make a Shechiyonu on the Sukkah on the second night too. He will therefore say the Shechiyonu after Leishev Basukkah. Then the Mishnah Brewer brings that there are deists that argue with the Mechaber and hold that there's no problem saying the Shechiyonu at the end anyway. It is the Radvaz and the Marshal. His maskone is that if someone wants to follow them, ein mochin biyodo, but in the same Sukkah, you shouldn't have some following the Shulchan Aruch and some following the Mashal. Mishnah Brewer here also lets us know that there are those who are noeg, that they do a zecher lishimchas beis ha'sha'eva. It's interesting what he chooses to tell us that they do. They stay up late at night. That was one of the aspects of simchas beis ha'sha'eva. One of the eker things is that to be ne'urim balayla, to be up late, and say shiris v'sishpachis and be marba baneris. And then he says that in some shuls they're knowing to be marba baneris, also zecher to the Simchas Beis HaSheva, where it says that there was a lot of light.